我们亲爱的在天上的阿爸父神，我们要感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, Father, we want to praise and thank you.
我们把一切荣耀和赞美都归于你，因为若不是你，我们还是在地上做罪人。
We offer all the glories and praises unto you, because if it wasn't for you, we'll still be sinners on earth.
你每一周每一周都用你的宝血来洁净我们，因为我们是不洁净的。
You cleanse us each and every week with your precious blood, for we are unclean.
你做我们君尊的大祭司，用你的宝血洁净我们，让我们能够来到天父的面前，与天父和好。
So high priest in heaven, you use your precious blood to cleanse us so that we may again be reconciled with the Heavenly Father.
我们每一周都要到面前来感谢你，因为若不是你，我们真的不能变成今天这个样子。
And every week we come to give you thanks because if it wasn't for you, we will not become the person we are today.
今天我们要更认识你的大能，因为你的大能真是无限的。
And today we'll come to learn more about your amazing powers, for it is limitless.
我们不属于这个世界，我们只属于你。
And we are not of this world and only belong to you.
我们要听你的话，我们要明白你的心意。这是
we want to hear your words and we want to understand your heart.
我们每周都到这里来明白你的心意，弟兄姐妹们也在家里花时间能够明白你的心意。
And every week we come here to learn about your will. And brothers and sisters, all in our own households, we also strive and to learn about your heart and your will.
我们在祷告中寻求你的旨意。
And we pray and seek your will.
愿我们弟兄姐妹们天天能够寻求你的旨意。
And may brothers and sisters come and to seek your will each and every day.
谢谢主，感激祷告，奉靠耶稣基督圣名。
Thank you, Lord. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus, victorious name.
Amen.
Please be seated.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
Okay. 好，我们今天要证道的题目就是在约翰福音是11:26，这句话是这样讲的：活着信我的人，必永远不死。这话你信吗？你信这话吗？
So the title of the message today comes from John chapter 11 verse 26, where it says.And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
这个是耶稣说的。我们先看一下这个圣经。
So these words came from, was spoken by Jesus. So let's take a look at a passage in the Bible first.
我们还是我和天乐还是读一下。
So we'll go through the verses.
Yeah. 耶稣到了，就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。
In Chinese first and English.
伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，约有六里路，有好些犹太人来看马大和玛利亚，要为他们的兄弟安慰他们。马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他。玛利亚仍然坐在家里。马大对耶稣说：“主啊，你若早来这里，我兄弟必不死。”就是现在我也知道你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。马大说，我知道在末日的时候他必复活。耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。你信这话吗？马大说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到
Okay, so John chapter 11, verse 17 to 27. It says, So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him. But Mary stayed at the house. Martha then said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.Even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he who comes into the world.
好，我们基督徒一般都很熟悉这个故事，当然也有不熟悉的。
So I think as Christians, we're all very familiar with the story, and probably some of you still aren't.
当我读到这个故事的时候，我就很愿意和弟兄姐妹分享我的感受和理解。
And so whenever I read about the story, I like to share a little bit with brother and sister about how I feel and my understanding about this story.
因为我觉得很多弟兄姐妹即使读了这个故事很多遍，总是会觉得这个故事离我们很远。
Because I feel like no matter how many times brother and sister may have read this story, it always feels so distant.
或者觉得这个故事和我们没有什么关系，就像是讲一件古时发生的事情。
Or you might not feel like it has anything to do with you. You feel like this is just something that happened a long time ago.
很难和我们的现实生活有什么联系，所以听听就过去。
And it's so hard to connect it with our daily lives, and so therefore you just hear about it and then you forget about it.
这个左耳进右耳出，所以你要问我们基督徒信不信这个故事，我们一定说是信的。
And so it feels like it comes in one ear, out the other. And so whenever you ask as Christians, do you believe in this? Well, of course, we'll say yes.
但是信的程度有很多种，估计是信的不是太深的那种。
And of course, there are various degrees of believing in something, and probably in terms of this particular story, it might not be the deepest type of belief.
但弟兄姐妹们，仔细想一想，这个死人复活，可是人类历史上最大的神迹呀。
But brothers and sisters, if you really think about this, causing the dead to rise, truly that is the greatest miracle in the history of mankind.
什么是神迹？神迹就是神借着人手所做的事。
So, what is a miracle? Miracle are things that God has done through the hands of man.
这个事情是不可能发生的。
Something that's impossible.
中国人有几千年的历史了，我们也没有听见过哪本历史书上记载着神迹。
And so, Chinese have thousands of years of history, and we have yet to record anything about anything that's miraculous.
我们所知道的大概就是有一些通灵的人，有一些算命的人。
So we might hear about things people who are spiritual mediums or people who could divinate.
但是应该我们没有听说过天上有一位掌管一切的神通过人手做事。
But we probably have never heard of somebody who's high up in the heaven, who's in control of everything, and is doing things through the hand of man.
我们中国人往往是连神都不信。
And as Chinese, we oftentimes don't even believe in gods and deities.
或者是想象神就是人的样式。
Or we imagine that God looks just like us.
我小时候觉得神就是大闹天宫里边的那个样子。
And so, when I was young, in my mind, gods and deities are what been described in this story in the Journey to the West.
所以大家看过这个动画片的话，就知道这个玉皇大帝，太上老君在这个电视那个动画片里是什么样子。
So if you watch the cartoon adaptation of the Journey to the West, in your mind, you probably have the Jade Emperor, the Supreme Venerable Sovereign.And people like those deities like that.
长大以后就觉得这些都是骗骗小孩子的，没有神。
And so, but after you've grown up, you become adult, you feel like those stories are just to trick kids.
所以只有科学是解释一切的源泉。
And that there is no God, there's only science, and science can explain everything, and it's the origin of everything.
但不可否认的是，大家要知道，这个讲科学神的人还是。比如说他还是怕鬼的吧。
But despite this, I think it's still true that even for many scientists, they might still have this fear of ghosts.
对啊，如果你就问一个信科学的人，让他到墓地里面去待几个小时，看看这个感觉怎么样。
You might ask someone who believes in science and maybe ask them to spend a few nights in the cemetery and see how they feel.
或者为什么我们看了鬼电影就会害怕呢？因为我们总有一些事情不明白的。
Or why do we always get scared when watching these ghost movies? Because there's always these things that we can't quite understand.
这个神迹就是一个我们不大明白的事情。
So miracle is one of those things that we can't quite fathom.
是人不能做的，是只有神能做的事情。
Because these things are things that we can't do, only God can do.
耶稣在地上的时候，他行了一些神迹，比如说使瘸子行走，使瞎眼的人能看见。
And so While Jesus was on earth, he performed miracles, for example, causing the lame to walk and the blind to see.
这已经是我们人不能想象的了。
So these are things already unimaginable to us.
所以叫死人复活，所以真的是最最大的神迹了。
And so, even more so, to cause the dead to rise, that's the biggest miracle of all.
我以前不信主的时候，要是有人给我讲这样的神迹的故事的话，我肯定扭头就走了。
So before I became a believer, if someone to tell me about dead rising, then I would just turn around and just leave immediately.
因为这些都是我认为那个时候觉得这些都是骗局。
Because I feel like these are just a lie.
那幸好我刚开始信主的时候也没有人太多给我讲这个神迹的事情，耶稣的神迹的事情。
And so luckily, when I first became believers, not that many people talked to me about miracles.
那个时候我还没有太大的反感。
And so therefore, I didn't feel too much disgust against this or dislike of that.
但是今天就不一样，因为我信了，这个是真的。
But today is different because I believe these are real.
这个讲科学的人最大的问题就是一切的事情都要搞清楚了才能相信。
So the biggest challenge for the scientific, for people with a scientific mind is that they always want to know, to have a complete understanding of something before they will accept it and believe in it.
但我们这些人能不能把所有的事情都搞清楚呢？
But is it possible of our human intellect to be able to understand everything?
其实是不可能的，人明白的事情实在是非常的少。
That's impossible because our understanding, human understanding is so limited.
所以就举个例子，比如说这个宇宙的创造。
So for example, the creation of this universe.
大家知道宇宙有多大吗？
Do you know how large, how big our universe is?
我就举个数字好了，就是可见的大概是37亿光年。
So just as an example, what we could see so far is as large as 3.7 billion light years.
外面不可见的还有六七十亿光年。
And then beyond that, there's the things that we can't visibly see, and that's about 5 to 7 billion light years.
为什么？所以那些科学家为什么说这个地球的历史是四十亿年呢？
And so, for example, and also, why do scientists say that the Earth is about 4 billion years old?
因为我们能看见的光，就是那物体传来的光，就是四十亿年。
Because
40亿光年。
The oldest light we're able to see is from 4 billion years ago.
那一个光年有多远呢？
And then here's a question, how long is one light year?
大概大家也没有概念。
So you probably might not have any concept of this.
大概的概念就是比如说就是人坐飞机从地球飞到太阳。
So to put this into perspective, if you are to ride an airplane from Earth to the sun, it needs 20 years.
要20年。
It needs 20 years.
那地球到太阳到底有多少光年呢？
And so how long does it take the light to travel from Earth to the sun?
大概要八分钟。
It takes
走八分钟时间。
It takes a little bit, about 8 minutes.
所以一个光年的概念呢，就是坐飞机，人坐在飞机上飞，大概就是要飞大概30万年。
And so,The concept of one light year means that if you are to take this trip in an airplane, it'll take you 300,000 years.
Yeah. 如果是那个现在那个宇宙飞船呢，这无人的宇宙飞船呢，大概也要6000年才能飞一光年。
And then so, or if you take an unmanned space vehicle, the fastest one we have will still take us 6,000 years to travel one light year.
人类到现在还没有飞出去一光年，一个光年都没有飞出去。
So all the way up to now, we still have not flown any further distance, anywhere close to one light year.
这个上回看了一个知道有一个这个 NASA， 就是 NASA 一直在外面找，找了这好几十年了，找一个适合人类宜居的生活的第二个地球。
So, some of you may know that NASA has been on search for a second Earth-like planet for decades.
所以, 说把所有的星球都分析过了，这个能够找到一个啊、白天不超过100度，晚上不低于-100度的这样的星球，哪个大概人能够这样温度能够生活的星球。
So they have analyzed pretty much all the planets they could see, and trying to identify a particular one that where during the daytime the temperature won't go above 100 degrees, and at nighttime it won't drop to below 100 degrees.
也就是有重力有大气包围的这样的一个星球。
And also need to have gravity and also have this atmosphere.
这个1000光年以内没有找到一个。
And they can't find any within 1000 light years.
所以人能明白的事情太少了。
And so there's so too, like we are so limited in our understanding of things.
人总觉得自己很能干啊，什么都能干。
We feel like we could do everything.
所以就举个例子，简单的就我们知道这个新冠病毒吧。
Another example like the COVID-19 virus.
所以很多人在研究啊，我自己就打了三个 booster 啊，三个 vaccine 啊。
And so there's so many people studying this, and I myself took three vaccines already.
对啊，花了好几年时间，原来研究这个病毒，原来这个新冠上面有4个突起，它 vaccine 就是针对这4个突起的，就是刚原始的那个病毒。
And so we've been studying this virus for so long, and then initially there was these 4 receptors on the virus surface.
那现在为什么就不研究了呢？
And so why did they
或者说很难研究了呢
？Why did they stop studying this virus, or has it become so hard to study?
因为上面原来4个，现在变成32个了。
Well, because the protein has increased, the receptor has increased from 4 to 32 now.
以前的那个4个和现在的是不一样的，完全不一样的。
And also the four from the 32, they are completely different from the original four, the shape.
所以这个就没法下去了，所以你看现在就不提这个事情了，不研究了。
And so it's very challenging to study, and that's why nobody mentioned about this anymore.
所以对讲科学的人来说，即使你认为耶稣的所行的神迹是你不大明白，但你也不要否认。
So to the scientific minds, if you're a very scientific person, even if you can't understand the miracle of Jesus,But you should also not deny it.
因为你即使不明白，这不见得就是不是真的。
Because just because something you don't understand does not mean that it's not real.
大家再稍微回顾一些这个故事，因为也有人不熟悉啊，大家还是稍微回顾一下。这个马大和玛利亚和拉撒路是谁？
And so just for a quick recap for those who are, may have forgotten or who are not familiar with the story. So who were Martha, Mary, and Lazarus?
所以呢，我就稍微讲一讲，在这个路加福音里面这样记载，就是是在这上面吗？还是没有放上去。好，这个就是说路加福音10:38，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人叫马大，接他到自己家里，她有一个妹妹名叫玛利亚，在耶稣面前听他的道。这个故事我们也知道。
And so, quick background in Luke chapter 10:38-39, says, Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word.
我们今天讲的约翰福音11讲的是有一个患病的人，名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦她脚的。患病的拉撒路是他们的兄弟，他们姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣，说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”
And then in John chapter 11, verse 1-3, it says, Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was a Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So the sisters sent word to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.
这个用香膏抹主，又用头发擦他脚，是在哪里记载呢
？And so where was it recorded about the anointing with the anointing of Jesus and also wiping off his feet with her hair?
所以在路加福音有这样一段记载，七章三十六节，有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。那城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道在耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着香膏的玉瓶站在耶稣背后挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴亲，连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。
So in Luke chapter 7, verse 36 to 38, it says, Now one of the Pharisees was requesting him to dine with him. And he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And there was a woman in the city who was a sinner. And when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume. And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and kept wiping them with the hair of her head and kissing his feet and anointing them with the perfume.
我们把这几段连在一起，就知道耶稣和这家的关系很亲近。
So if we combine the stories in these various passages we just read, we understand that Jesus has a very close relationship with this family.
不仅如此，玛利亚尤其是深爱耶稣。
And not only that, Mary deeply loved Jesus.
知道耶稣是从神那里来的，愿意为耶稣摆上自己的一切。
For she knew that Jesus came from God, and so she was willing to offer of everything, her whole entire being to Jesus.
耶稣也知道玛利亚他们一家深爱着耶稣。
And Jesus also knows that the whole entire family of Mary loves him.
所以说我们知道耶稣是什么神迹都能做的。
So even though we know that Jesus could perform all kinds of miracles,
但是让死人复活这样的神迹是一个很大的神迹，有可能是玛利亚一家和对耶稣的爱也起了一个很重要的作用。
But we know that causing the dead to rise again is a great miracle, and so it's possible that it's because of the entire family of Mary and their love for Jesus that may play a very important part in this.
所以，我们看看他们。这个后来在耶稣是记载是怎样一段话呢？是在路加福音这样记载，于是他转过来向着那女人，便对西门说：“你看见这女人了吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪擦了我的脚，用头发擦干。你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多。但那赦免少的，她就爱少。于是对那女人说：你的罪赦免了。
And from Jesus' perspective in regards to these events, so it's recorded in Luke chapter 7, verse 44 to 48. It says, Turning towards a woman, he said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I enter your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet.You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with perfume. For this reason I say to you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven. For she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little. Then he said to her, your sins have been forgiven.
圣经上神说，以色列人口里亲近我，心却远离我。
And so in the Bible, God said that the Israelites, even though with their lips they say they are close to me, but their hearts are far away from me.
那我们做基督徒祷告的时候，嘴里往往是祷告的时候就求神给我这个，给我那个。
And so as Christians, when we pray, oftentimes we pray and say to God that, Hey, God, help me do this, do that.
但是我们有没有和神亲近过？
But have we ever become close?With God.
我们心里并没有和神很亲近，但嘴里就是让神命令神替我们做这个做那个。
And oftentimes our hearts may not be that close to God, but yet we command Him to do this or do that for us.
我们有没有想一想，玛利亚和马大是怎样对待耶稣的？
So have we ever thought about how Mary and Martha treated Jesus?
玛利亚用一生所攒的这个香膏倒在主的身上。
So Mary went out and with all her life saving purchased this perfume, this vial of perfume to pour onto the Lord.
这个马大这个殷勤的招待主。
And Martha was diligently serving the Lord.
要不是这样，这使死人复活的神迹怎么会临到他们家的拉撒路的身上？
And if it wasn't for this, how would this miraculous event of the dead rising will happen to Lazarus?
以前我也不大明白为什么耶稣对玛利亚这家就这样的亲近。
So before I couldn't quite understand why is it that Jesus was so close to this family of Mary and her family.
当我们看看玛利亚是怎样尊敬耶稣、怎样爱耶稣的，就应该明白我们和神、我们的耶稣应该有怎样的关系。
But if we look at how Mary reveres Jesus and how she loves him, then we understand what our relationship with God should be.
约翰一书四章十节是这样记载，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
So it's because it said in 1 John chapter 4 verse 10, it says, in this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
神对我们的爱远远超过我们对他的爱。
So God's love to us far exceeds our love to him.
所以我们只要拿出一点点的来爱神，我们的福分就会很多很大。
So if we could just take out even a fraction, just a small amount of love to God and show him that, then we will be greatly blessed.
有人就会问，那我们怎样爱神呢？
So some may ask, how do we love God?
神，这个耶稣是以前的事情，我们现在怎么来爱神？
So Jesus, that's in the past, so how do we love him now, today?
所以这圣经上有一段话大家可以记住，讲的是末日审判的光景。
So there's this particular passage in the Bible that we could all memorize, and this is talking about the judgment during the end of days.
在马太福音二十五章四十节。
In Matthew chapter 25 verse 40.
王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中最小的一个的身上，就是坐在我的身上。
The king will answer and say to them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me.
爱我们的主耶稣不是只讲在嘴上的。
So to love our Lord Jesus is not just something that we pay lip service to.
照顾神家里的人、家里的事也是非常重要的。
And to look after and take care of people in the house of God and things in the house of God is also very important.
我们的主告诉我们，如果你不知道怎样爱主，那你就先爱神家里的人。
For our Lord tells us that if you do not know how to love the Lord, then start by loving those in the house of God.
就爱弟兄中一个最小的，那有一天在天上的赏赐也是大的。
And if you love the smallest of the brothers, then the day will come, there will be great rewards for you in heaven.
你看现在这个疫情已经慢慢的过去了。
So as this pandemic slowly goes away,
我们教会一点点就恢复了以前的状况。
And so our church started to resume some of the previous things that's been taking place.
比如说教会的饮食啊、打扫啊，这都是服事的好机会。
For example, providing snacks at the end of Sunday, at the end of meetings, or cleaning and sweeping the floors. These are all very good opportunities to serve.
不要只等着别人来服事你。
Don't just wait for others to serve you.
得奖赏的是那些服事别人的弟兄姐妹。
It's those who serve others, those brothers and sisters who serve others who will receive the reward.
不是那些被服事的。
And not those who are being served.
好，我们现在讲到这个玛利亚一家服事主耶稣，耶稣也爱他们。
So we talk about how Mary and her family, entire family served Jesus and how Jesus loved them.
耶稣就说你兄弟必然复活。
And so Jesus said your brother will surely be alive.
大家知道耶稣所行的神迹都是遵行父神旨意的。
For we all know that all the miracles that Jesus performed are in accordance to the will of the Father.
解经书上是说在报信人到耶稣那里的时候耶稣知道已经知道拉撒路死了。
So in the Bible, in the books, the reference books that talk about this, by the time that the person who brings this news to Jesus, Jesus actually already knew that Lazarus died.
那个主要是按照路程算出来的，我也不想再算了。
So that's mainly that's done by calculation of the distance between.
但耶稣确实是在那里等了两天。
But The reality is that indeed Jesus waited for 2 days.
为的是什么？为了是彰显神的荣耀。
And why did he do that? It is so that the glory of God could be revealed.
什么是神的荣耀？神的荣耀就是神迹的大能。
So what is the glory of God? The glory of God is the greatness of his miracles.
神能通过他的儿子耶稣做出人不可想象的神迹来。
For God can perform these great miracles unimaginable to man through His Son Jesus.
若拉撒路只是重病，耶稣把他救活，这只是彰显了耶稣的能力。
So if Lazarus was simply ill, although very very ill, and Jesus was able to save him, that's only showing the power of Jesus.
但耶稣到地上来的目的是什么？
But what was the purpose of Jesus coming onto this earth?
是要彰显神的荣耀。
Is to reveal the glory of God.
所以耶稣等了两天。
And so Jesus waited for 2 days.
等拉撒路死了，而且死透了。
And to wait until Lazarus truly died and to be actually completely dead.
大家也不知道人死以后几个小时以后人就冰凉了，连骨节都不能动了。
And so some of you might not know, but when a person dies, after a few hours, the person enters into a rigor mortis, where even the joints cannot move.
Yeah, 过了一两天就开始腐烂了。
And then about a day or two later, then the body starts to decompose.
所以四天以后，就像经上所说的，这个尸体已经开始发臭。
And after 4 days, just like the passage in the Bible said, the body start to give off this foul odor.
我们从古到今，中国人没有听说过这个死人复活的事情。
And so from the ancient time until now, we Chinese have never heard of somebody resurrecting from the dead.
旧约里有记载过复活的事情，这个犹太人知道这个。
So the Israelites, according to the Old Testament, the Israelites are aware of resurrection.
但犹太人不知道的是，这个人死透以后还能复活，这是他们没有听过的。
But even they didn't know that when someone's completely dead, that person can still be revived and resurrect.
我们就讲一下这个旧约里有一个记载过这个复活的事情，是在列王记下。
So let's take a look at this particular resurrection event, and that's in the Old Testament in 2 Kings.
这个是以利沙，先知以利沙所行的神迹，我就念一下吧。
So in chapter 4, this is a miracle performed by Elijah.
我们就说，基哈西先去把杖放在孩子脸上，却没有声音，也没有动静。基哈西就迎着以利沙回来告诉他说孩子还没醒过来。以利沙进来进了屋子，看见孩子死了，放在自己的床上，他就关上门，只有自己和孩子面前，他就祈祷耶和华，上床伏在孩子身上，口对口，眼对眼，手对手，既伏在孩子身上，孩子就渐渐暖和了。然后他下来在屋里外走了一趟，又去伏在孩子身上，孩子打了7个喷嚏就睁开眼睛了。
So it's recorded, it says, Then Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff on the lad's face. But there was no sound or response. So he returned to meet him and told him, The lad has not awakened. When Elisha came into the house, behold, the lad was dead and laid on his bed. So he entered and shut the door behind them both and pray to the Lord. And he went up and lay on the child and put his mouth on his mouth and his eyes on his eyes and his hands on his hands and stretched himself on him, and the flesh of the child became warm. Then he returned and walked in the house once back and forth and went up and stretched himself on him. And the lad sneezed 7 times and the lad opened his eyes.
大家看见这个故事，就是《列王记下》记载的这个孩子的故事，应该没有像拉撒路那样已经死透了。
And so this story was recorded in the Second Kings, and this child looks like he probably wasn't as completely dead as Lazarus was.
所以《列王记下》所以这个拉撒路从死里复活。真的是父神让耶稣行的是最大的神迹。
And so therefore raising Lazarus was truly a great miracle that the Father God performed through Jesus.
所以耶稣就自己这样说，就在这一章里面。
And so Jesus himself said this in this passage.
这是一章四十节，耶稣说，我不是对你说过，你若信就必看见神的荣耀吗？他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我，我也知道你常听我，但我讲这话是为周边站着的众人，叫他们信了是你差了我来。
And so in John chapter 11 verse 44-42 he says, Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you believe you will see the glory of God? So they removed the stoneThen Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but because of the people standing around, I said it, so that they may believe that you sent me.
好，在刚才这个四十节里面，耶稣告诉我们怎样才能看见神的荣耀。
So in verse 40, Jesus tells us how we can see God's glory.
所以，因为我们要相信神能做人不能想象的事情。
We need to believe that God can perform things that man cannot imagine.
我们这些信耶稣的人要相信，我们的神是创造天地的神。
So for those of us who believe in Jesus, we need to believe that God is the Lord of creation, the Lord who created heaven and earth.
他的能力是我们不可想象的。
And His power is beyond our imagination.
所以我们的信心就是信心，相信神的信心就是有一天我们看见神神迹的基础。
And our faith is the basis for one day we will see God's glory.
就像我们刚才所读的，这个是一章二十五节，耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
And just like we read in chapter 11 verse 25 when Jesus said to Martha,I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies.
玛利亚起初并不相信他们死了四天的兄弟拉撒路能够复活。
And so initially, Martha and Mary did not believe that the Lazarus, their brother who had died for four days already, can resurrect.
耶稣就对他们说，复活在我，生命也在我，只要你们相信。
But Jesus said that,I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even if he dies.
在四十二节，耶稣也讲了另一个最重要的一点，就是叫他们信你差了我来。
And then in verse 42, Jesus also said another very important point. He said, "So that they may believe that you sent me."
这是耶稣祷告时候所说的话。
And so this is something that Jesus said during his prayer.
这句话就把耶稣到地上的目的讲出来了。
And this particular verse explained the purpose for Jesus coming onto this earth.
耶稣到地上来是天父差他来的。
Jesus came onto this earth because the Father sent him.
复活这件事对我们基督徒来说非常的重要。
And so on matters of resurrection, to us Christians, this is very important.
这个是主耶稣给我们最大的应许。
For this is the greatest promise our Lord Jesus gave to us.
这是我们基督徒将来要面对的现实，这不是虚幻，也不是讲讲的。
And this, because this is the reality that us Christians will be facing in the future. This is not just some fantasy. This is not just something you say with your lips.
如果你们信心大的话，你们要知道主的话不会落空。
If your faith is great, you know that God's words will not go in vain.
那个主耶稣是怎样讲复活的呢？
And so how does Jesus talk about resurrection?
主耶稣在地上的时候，犹太人要杀耶稣。
And so while he was still on earth, the Israelites want to kill him.
所以主耶稣就讲了这么一段话，这段话把将来要发生的事情告诉我们，这个是针对我们每一个人的。
And so Jesus said the following, and these words have direct effect on every single one of us because it talk about what will happen in the future.
我和天乐，我们就是分开读吧，在下面长一点。
就 alternate.
哎 ，alternate、okay. 好。所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因他不但犯了安息日，并且称父神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
And so we'll read from John chapter 5 and we'll alternate. And so we just read verse 18, so on to 19. And so it says, Therefore Jesus answered and was saying to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner.
父爱子将自己所做的一切事指给他看，还要将 比这更大的事指给他看，叫你们稀奇。
Verse 21, For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son also gives life to whom he wishes.
父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交给于子。
Verse 23, so that all will honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him.
我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来的就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
25, truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear will live.
因为父怎样在自己有生命就赐给他儿子照样在自己有生命。
Verse 27, and he gave him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man.
你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候将到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音就出来了。
29, and will come forth those who did the good deeds to a resurrection of life, those who committed the evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment.
大家看见没有，人是要复活的。
So does everybody see this? Man will resurrect.
人子有和天父一样的权柄叫死人起来，而且要人子进行审判。
And the Son of Man has the same authority as the Heavenly Father that allows him to raise the dead. And also, the Son of Man will execute judgment.
时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音就出来。
And when the time comes, all those who are in the tombs, when they hear his voice, will come out.
行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
And those who have done good deeds, they will resurrect and they receive life. And those who have done evil deeds will resurrect and then they will be judged.
我以前读这一段的时候，心里想，这是耶稣对那时候人说的话。
So back in the day when I first read this passage, I thought, oh, that's just something that Jesus said to people back in those days.
现在想，耶稣对那时候人说的话，对我们也是有效的。
But now that I'm thinking about this, I realize that even though these things are what Jesus said to people of back then, but they are still relevant to us. Aren't we also disciples of Jesus? So when the time comes, we too shall rise from the grave.
你在今生行善的，复活以后就得生命。
So if you've been doing good deeds in this life, you will receive life. When you're resurrected, you will receive life.
今生作恶的，复活以后就要定罪。
And those who have done evil deeds, when you're resurrected, you will be judged.
这可是不得了的事情，我们的肉体一定会死的。
So that's very significant because our fleshly body will die.
但有一天，我们的主叫我们，我们听见他的声音，我们就要复活。
But one day, when our Lord calls to us, when we hear His voice, we will resurrect.
就像拉撒路一样，主一叫他，他就从死里复活。
Just like Lazarus, when the Lord calls to him, he will rise from the dead.
我们死了很久以后，有一天主叫我们，我们也会像亚拉撒路一样从死里复活。
And long after we're dead, one day when the Lord calls to us, we too will be like Lazarus and rise from the dead.
这真的是难以想象，难以相信啊。
So this is truly so hard to imagine and so hard to believe.
但是这个是神的儿子主耶稣基督对我们的说的话，我们一定要相信。
But this is what the Son of God tells us, and so we must believe.
而且在五章二十四节他又说，我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我的话又信差我来的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
And also in chapter 5, verse 24, it says, He said, Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life.
这又讲了另外一个事情，就是说我们是否被定罪取决于我们是否信耶稣，然后听耶稣的话。
And so another example is that whether we will be judged is depends on whether we believe in Jesus and believe in his words.
事实上，我们的内心和我们的嘴唇常常不一致。
In reality, how oftentimes what's inside of our hearts and what we say on our lips oftentimes are not in sync.
我承认信主很多年，我也没有太相信有复活和永生的事情。
So I have to admit, being a believer so for many years, I too did not initially believe too much in the resurrected life and or eternal life.
有可能以前比较忙，没有空想那么远的事情。
Maybe life was just too busy. I didn't have time to think about eternity.
或者只是半信半疑，觉得可能性是比较大，但不一定发生吧。
Or maybe I was just half believe and half unbelieve and things like maybe there's a great chance that this may be true, but it might not happen.
我也没法证明，因为这个是将来要发生的事情。
And nor do I have any way to prove this because this is something that will happen in the future.
所以既然信心不足，也谈不上绝对的相信了。
And so because I don't have enough faith, therefore there's no talk of about absolute faith in something.
但这两年这个疫情的光景大家是知道的。
And so as all you know aware what the past 2 years been like.
这个死亡和明天哪一个先来，我们并不知道。
So whether death or tomorrow, which one of these will come first, we truly do not know.
弟兄姐妹们，是时间考虑下复活和永生的事情了。
So brother and sister, it is time to think about resurrection and eternal life.
我们一生有多少时间和我们永生的神在一起？
And so, how much more time we have with our eternal God?
是否我们信靠耶稣？这可是我们将来复活以后被定罪是有很大的关系。
And whether we believe in Jesus has a lot to do with whether we'll be resurrected or whether we will be resurrected and judged.
耶稣在地上的时候，把将来要发生的事情告诉了我们。
And so while Jesus was on earth, he told us what's to happen in the future.
所以圣经上都是明明白白的记载。
So the Bible clearly recorded this.
但我们这些信耶稣的人，或者是不相信，或者是将信将疑。
But as Christians, we some of us just completely don't believe, or some just may only half believe.
我们也知道信心是一点一点培养的、啊、所以我们的也要的信心也要随着对神的认识要渐渐的加深。
And as you know, faith needs to be built up bit by bit. And so our faith also needs to grow as we get to know God more and more.
刚开始信主的时候我们会考虑今生的事情多一些。
And so when we first become believers, we may think abouttoday's, the current life more.
但是你的属灵生命成长以后，你要多想一想永生的生命的事情。
But as your spiritual life grows and deepens, then we need to start thinking more about the eternal life.
上面的经文里面有一句话是比较难理解的，五章二十一节，大家看清楚啊。
So there's a particular passage we read that may be a little bit hard to understand, so that's chapter 5, verse 21.
父怎样叫死人起来，使他们活着，子也照样随自己的意思使人活着。
For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son also gives life to whom he wishes.
子也照样随自己的意思叫人活着，难道我们活着和不活着是由耶稣的意思决定的吗？
So if the Son gives life to whom he wishes,Does that mean that whether we live or not also is decided by Jesus?
其实这话是不错的。
So this is actually correct.
如果我们不是信耶稣的话，那岂不是和世界上的人一样？
Because if we do not believe in Jesus, then aren't we just the same as everyone else on earth?
在这个世界上活的时候，吃吃喝喝，好好享受人生。
So while you're still alive on this earth, you eat and drink and enjoy life.
因为那些人只相信人生只有一次。
Because you only get one life.
若不是我们相信耶稣，我们怎么知道我们有永生？
Because if we do not believe in Jesus, how do we know we have an eternal life?
我们有复活。
And that we have resurrection.
所以我们的活着是真正的活着。
So,us being alive is truly being alive.
这难道不是耶稣所赐的吗？
And aren't these given by Jesus?
在这个罗马书有这样，就这样一段经文，我们要念一下。
And then in the book of Romans, it goes like this.
岂不是我们受洗归入耶稣基督的人，基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们要借着洗礼归入死，和他同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动都有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们在死的形状上与他复活，与他联合，也要在复活的形状上与他复活，与他联合。
So Romans chapter 6 verse 3-5.Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
就像拉撒路一样，耶稣叫他从死里复活。
And just like Lazarus, Jesus called him to be resurrected, raise him from the dead.
我们今生也是有复活的。
So in our current lifetime, we also have resurrection.
在神的眼中，我们本来是死的，但是从受洗的那一刻，就是我们由死而生的一刻。
Because we start out in the eyes of God as dead, but from the moment then when we're baptized,That's when we were raised from the dead.
那一刻就是我们复活的一刻。
And at that moment, we were resurrected.
我们的受洗的时候就是新生命的开始，我们一举一动都有新生的样式。
And the moment when we were baptized, that's when our new life started. And every single move we make has this essence of the new life.
所以就像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样，我们也是复活的。
And the same way how Christ, through the glory of the Father, raised from the dead, we too are raised from the dead.
给弟兄姐妹做个见证，我受洗的时候，那个时候就很激动。
So to give you share a personal testimony with you all, so when I was baptized, I was very excited.
那时候也不知道为什么，但是知道里面有很大的变化。
At the time, I don't know quite understand why, but I just know that there's this great change inside of me.
后来就渐渐明白了，那是耶稣的生命进入到我的里面。
And then later on, then I slowly realized that's because I have the life of Jesus entering into me.
以前在地上活的时候是痛苦的活。
And so before, I was living a quite painful life on earth.
后来就好了，痛苦离我远去，里面的喜乐越来越增加。
And now it's all become better as the pain slowly leaves me. The joy inside start to build up more and more.
当拉撒路从死里复活，从坟墓里出来的时候，他的姐姐马大、玛利亚是多么的喜乐。
And so when Lazarus was raised from the dead and he left the tomb, how joyful was his sister Martha and Mary?
我们受洗以后，我们也是同样的喜乐。
And so in the same way, we too, after we're baptized, we were also filled with joy.
人生就不再一样了。
Because our life shall never be the same.
复活不是离我们很遥远的事情，是就是我们现在的事情。
So resurrection is not something that's far away from us, but it's something that's happening now.
所以这个刚才读的这个约翰福音这个说的耶稣说你兄弟必然复活，马大说我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。耶稣对他说复活在我，生命在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
And so in John chapter 11, like we just read, verse 23 to 25, Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies.
所以耶稣说的话对我们也是适用的。
So what Jesus said to Martha is also applicable to us.
你要是信耶稣的话今天活着的就是复活以后的生命。
So if you believe in Jesus today, the one who's alive is the life of Jesus.
我们过去的老我已经死了。
For our old self already died.
我们在地上活着时候又有耶稣赐给我们复活的生命。
So when we're now alive on this earth, we now have the resurrected life that's given to us by Jesus.
以后等地上的日子结束的时候我们也不会觉得可怕，因为有一天我们还要复活。
And so one day when the days on this earth ends, we will not be afraid because one day we will be resurrected.
所以我跟进去有一段经文，不知道你在下面大概没有，就是在十一章的这大概没有吧，我后来加的，好，没有就算了好，这个好，我觉得还是念一下吧。耶稣说了这话，就随后对他们说：“我们的朋友拉撒路睡了。”是十一章十一节，就是在约翰福音十一章十一节。
John chapter 11, verse 11, it says that wait a second, chapter 11. So chapter 11, verse 11, this he said. And after that he said to them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go so that I may awaken him out of sleep.
门徒说，主啊，他若睡了就必好了。
And the disciples then said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover.
耶稣这话是指着他死说的，他们却以为是说照常睡了。
Now Jesus has spoken of his death,But they thought that he was speaking of literal sleep.
弟兄姐妹们，我们将来也有一段睡了的日子。
So brothers and sisters, we too will have time of sleep in the future.
那就是我们死了以后，我们就是睡了。
So that means like when we die, we have fallen asleep.
我们的肉体死了，我们的灵魂就睡了。
For our fleshly body had died, but our spirit is asleep.
但有一天，耶稣要叫醒我们。让我们醒过来。
But one day, Jesus will call to us and awaken us.
那就是我们复活的那天。
And that's the day when we will be resurrected.
因为有了这个信念，基督徒就不再惧怕死亡了。
And with this faith, Christians no longer fear death.
因为死亡对我们来说就是一个睡眠的状态。
Because death to us is nothing but a sleep.
有谁会害怕睡眠呢？
So who is afraid of sleep?
我们听过很多见证基督徒死的时候是多么的平静，有很多的见证。
So we have heard countless testimony where when a Christian dies, they have lots of peace.
我弟兄姐妹，我也盼望我们死的时候就像去睡觉。
So brother and sister, I truly hope that when we die, that it will be just like falling asleep.
我们休息了地上的劳苦，就等待着那醒过来的时刻。
And then we are of all the burdens that we have that we carry on this earth. And so after we have rested, then we're just waiting for that time to wake up.
好，在这哥林多前书就讲了这个就是这个睡觉然后复活的事情。
And so in 1 Corinthians, it talked about this falling asleep and then waking up from the sleep.
所以我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是要改变。
Behold, I tell you. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed.
好， 就在那一霎间，瞬眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的必要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的，这必朽坏的即变成不朽坏的，这必死的就要变成不死的。那是经上所记死被圣吞灭的话就应验了。
In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised, imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must be put on immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory.
所以将来有一天我们要复活的时候，神会给我们一个不朽坏的身体。
So one day when we are resurrected, God will give us an imperishable body.
所以记得耶稣从死里复活以后是怎样的身体吗？
So do you remember what kind of body Jesus has after he was resurrected?
是不朽坏的，是随时可以出现的身体。
It's an imperishable body. It's one that could appear at any time.
将来我们复活的时候，我们的身体也又就像耶稣复活的身体，是可以穿墙的，是可以摸的。
So when in the future when we're resurrected, our body too will be imperishable like Jesus. It's one where we could go through walls, but it could still others can touch.
我一直觉得我们信耶稣的就是比较对的，人死了以后就是肉体死了。
So I always feel like as Christians we are more correct because when a person dies, yes, their body dies.
这肉体就腐朽了，没有用了。
And the body will just rot away.
这和我们认识是一致的，我们死了以后不用办很好的仪式。
And so this is in sync with what we know. So after we die, we don't need to have this big ceremony.
也不需要什么好的棺材，这些都没有用。
And you don't need to buy this fancy coffin. All this useless.
我们复活以后，神会给我们一个全新的灵性的身体。
Because after we're resurrected, God will give us this brand new spiritual body.
那具体怎样，我们也不知道。
But exactly how it is, we do not know. We don't have any details.
但耶稣说了，虽然死了也必复活。
But Jesus said, even those who die will resurrect.
前提是信耶稣，是信耶稣是神的儿子，是赐生命的主。
But the prerequisite is that you must believe in him, believe that Jesus is the Son of God and he is the Lord of life.
所以具体讲的话，还是有人会好奇，我们复活以后会有一个怎样的身体呢？
But probably some of you may still be curious to know that, okay, after we are resurrected, what kind of body will we have?
所以呢，在圣经上也有记载，到底是怎么样的身体？
So the Bible also talk about what kind of body we will receive.
所以我就和天乐交替的念嘛，这个比较长一点。好
So we'll alternate again, reading from the passage.
或有人问死人是怎样复活，带着什么样的身体来呢？
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we just read 35, so I'll read verse 36. You fool, that which you sow does not come to life unless it dies.
并且你们所种的不是那将来的形体，不过是籽粒，就如麦子或者别样的谷。
Verse 38, but God gives it a body just as he wished, and to each of these seeds a body of its own.
凡肉体各有不同，人是一样，兽也是一样，鸟又是一样，鱼又是一样。
Verse 40, there are also heavenly bodies and the earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is one, and the glory of the earthly is another.
日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光，那星和那星的荣光也有分别。
Verse 42, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown a perishable body, it is raised an imperishable body.
所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的；所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的。
Verse 44, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body.
所以这里保罗用了这个植物啊， 动物啊，天上的星星啊，地上的山水，来形容我们将来的身体和现在这个身体的区别。
So Paul using plants, animals, and stars in heaven, and also the mountains and water on earth to illustrate to us what the differences are between our body in the future, when we're resurrected, and our current body.
所以就像植物的死亡新的种子这个长出这个植物一样
And so just like how plants die and then the new seed will grow into the plants
我们现在旧的身体一定要死去才能长出生命
So too our old body must die so that this new life can be grown
新的形体的样式是神给的
And so our new body state is something that's given by God
就像神所创造的天地有各样的动物植物天上的日月地上的山水
And just like how when God created the heaven and earth there are very different animals plants and then there's the sun and the moon in the sky and then on the earth there's water and mountains all the different kinds
各有各不同的种类也各有各不同的荣光
And these different kinds bring forth different glories
We will have different glories.
So our bodies in the future will bring forth this different body, the different light, the glory of light.
We
So our current body decays day by day, but our future body will not be perishable.
我读到这里我就想象啊，将来我们就不会像现在一样常常生病啊发烧啊胃痛啊无力啊就不会有了
And so when we read about this I also think oh that's great so that means in the future we won't run a fever we won't have stomach ache or lacking strength or getting sick during the winter times
所以圣经上说复活是强壮的更主要的是我们将来是有我们将来我们有的是灵性的身体
And so that's why the Bible says that the resurrection is strong. And more to the point is that in the future we will have a spiritual body, whereas currently we have a fleshly body.
什么叫我们现在有这个血气的身体呢?
So what does it mean to have a fleshly body now?
这个保罗在这个同样的哥林多前书里面也讲了我们现在哥林多教会这个血气的各种问题。
And so Paul described the trouble with the fleshly body in 1 Corinthians, where he's talking about the church in Corinth has this fleshly body problem issues.
他们有帮派的问题啊，有富人看不起穷人的问题啊，有不道德奸淫的问题啊。
And so they have problem with factions. They have rich, those who are rich looking down on the poor, and those who are committing immoralities and adultery.
所以他们教会有各种各样的问题，就是属血气的问题。
So that church had all these different problems. They're all problems due to the fleshly body.
将来复活以后，我们的身体也是灵性的，就没有这些问题。
And so in the future, after we're resurrected, we have a new spiritual body, and so therefore we wouldn't have these problems.
所以耶稣叫拉撒路复活，耶稣也必让我们这个朽坏的身体活过来。这不是
Jesus called Lazarus to resurrect, and so we too will receive, so Jesus too will allow us to be resurrected.
这个不是指的是永世的复活，也是指的是今生的复活。
So this is not only in reference to resurrection in the eternal life, but also the life, this current life, resurrection of this current life.
所以罗马书就八章九节是这样记载：如果神的灵住在你们里面，你们就不属肉体，乃是属灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就是不属基督的。基督若是在你们里面，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。然而叫耶稣从死里复活的灵，若住在你们里面，那叫耶稣基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着你们心里的圣灵，叫你们必死的身体活过来。
Romans chapter 8 verse 9 through 11 it says, However, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, but if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. If Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
我们这些人就比哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹们好吗？
So are we any better than the brothers and sisters that were in the church in Corinth?
我们就没有贪财，就没有看不起穷人的问题吗？
Don't we have problem with greed or looking down on those who are poor?
我们就没有门派跟着什么人的问题吗？
Don't we have problem with different sects or being a follower of certain leaders?
所以有的，让我们就要靠心里的圣灵，使我们必死的身体活过来。
We do indeed still have these problems as well. So that's why we need to rely on the spirit that's within us, and so that this body that's perishable to be resurrected.
讲一个例子吧，这个不是我们教会的。
So let me give you another example. This is not about our church.
我要讲的人大家也不认识。
The person who I'll be talking, sharing about, you don't know this person.
有一位姐妹，是我们家熟悉的。
So there's this sister that our family knows.
她去了那有一个教会呢，两三年。
So she went to a church for about 2 or 3 years.
最近呢，哭着对我们说，那个教会人里的人告诉她不要去教会了。
And so recently she told us with tears that those in that particular church told her not to come to this church, come to go to that church anymore.
要她离这个教会越远越好。
And told her to be as far away from the church as possible.
讲这话的人可是这教会里有位置的人。
So the person who told her said these words to her are somebody who held a high position in church.
具体的情况我们也不是很清楚。
So we don't know the specifics or the details.
但这位姐妹我们是了解的，她的问题无非是讲话非常的直率，或者是说无理。
But the sister we do know her very well, and so.Her biggest issue is just that she's very blunt and or sometimes rude.
因为她是小学文化，小学也没毕业。
So because she only had an elementary school education.
但是她爱主，我们是知道的。因
And but we do know that she loved the Lord.
她一直靠着主殷勤祷告，逢人就讲耶稣基督的福音。
And recently she's been relying heavily upon the Lord, and she's praying consistently, and whenever she meets someone, she'll share with them about the gospel and the great power of Jesus.
前一阵子她刚给我们讲了一个见证，我讲一下这个见证。
And just recently she shared this testimony to us, and I'd like to retell it here.
这是非常好的见证。
I think this is a great testimony.
这位姐妹呢，是在学校食堂里面做事的。
So this particular sister, she served in a school's cafeteria.
有一天呢，她在那里给学生打菜。
So one day, she was dishing out food to students.
什么叫打菜呢？就是拿一个勺子往学生的碗里装菜。
So what does that mean? It means that she gives out the food into the plates of the students as they pass by.
那天呢，正好是吃柠檬鸡。
And so that on that particular day, the cafeteria was serving a lemon chicken.
那些学生呢都很喜欢吃。
So students really liked this dish.
她也看学生很可爱，每人就给了3块钱。
So she thought the students were very adorable. So she gave like each student 3 pieces of chicken.
这眼看学生还有很多，鸡块就不多了。
But she saw that the line is still very long, but then she doesn't have that many chicken, that many pieces of chicken left.
那怎么办呢？这位姐妹呢，一急之下呢，只能拼命祷告，也不看锅里有剩多少了。
So what could she do? So she was desperate. So she was praying very urgently, and so then she no longer looks into how many pieces are left in the pot.
这学生呢，还是三块鸡一个人。
But all the students still had 3 pieces of chicken each.
所以看见什么呢？这个时候呢，就奇迹，就是神迹发生了。
So a miracle happened.
这锅里的这个鸡呢，怎么装都装不完，学生都吃完了，锅里还剩很多。
And so the pot, which is so many, there was like bottomless pot of chicken, and every student got their filled, and the pot was still, it still had lots of pieces of chicken left.
她的上司来了。
So her supervisor came.
她的上司呢是个佛教徒。
And her supervisor is a Buddhist.
所以呢，就平时就很讨厌她，因为她老是讲耶稣。
So the supervisor hated her because she always shared about Jesus.
她上司一看这锅里还有鸡。
And so when her supervisor saw that the pot still had chicken,
就气就不打一处来。
She got super angry.
平时的话，如果有多出来的菜，这个员工是分给员工吃的。
So normally the procedure, if there's any food left, it's to be shared among all the workers at the cafeteria.
但这上司一气呢，就下令把这个鸡剩下的鸡倒掉。
But because the supervisor was so pissed, he ordered all the food be dumped out.
你知道这姐妹是怎样的感谢主，是怎样的祷告
？You know how our sister thanked the Lord and she prayed to him.
所以就是这样一个姐妹。
So is this sister?
啊，就因为是态度问题，或者是说话问题，就在教会里被人讨厌了。
Maybe it was because of her attitude. Maybe it was in the way that she how she speaks. She the people in the church hated didn't like her.
这不就是在保罗在哥林多前书里讲的光景吗？富人吃饱醉酒，穷人肚子饿，或者是什么派什么派的
？Isn't that the very same scenarios described in Corinthians? The rich had their fill and were drunken, hungry, or the people were following certain sect. And
所以我们这个必死的身体有没有复活？有没有靠住在我们的圣灵使我们必死的身体活过来？
So whether our body, our perishable body will resurrect, it depends on whether we have rely on the spirit who lives inside of us that causes our body to be resurrected.
所以我们有没有活过来，有没有新生命，这个是值得思考啊。
So it's worth us to really think about and meditate upon whether we have this new life.
所以我再稍微跳一下我们现在难道就没有神迹了吗
？So don't we have miracles now？
我刚才说的那位姐妹的神迹难道还不够吗
？So the miracle I shared with that sister isn't that enough？
这个锅里的菜怎么装都装不完，怎么装都装不完，这难道不是就五饼二鱼的神迹吗
？So the chicken in that pot was become bottomless. Isn't that the same miracle as the five bread and two fish？
所以、哦、这样的神迹就发生在我们的周围，就发生在现在。
So these miracles happen all around us, and they're happening now.
所以我们要信靠我们的耶稣是活人的神。
So we need to believe and rely on our Lord Jesus, who is the God of those who are living.
我们有难的时候要向我们的神求。
And so when we have encountered trouble, challenges, we need to pray to God.
我们要凭着我们的信心求，不要犹犹豫豫。
And so we need to pray to him for, with our faith and do not hesitate.
不要一会儿向神求，一会儿又觉得要靠自己。
And not praying to God one time and then also rely on ourselves.
这样就不讨神的喜悦。
For this, God will not be delighted in.
让我们祷告。
May we have prayer.
亲爱的主天父，我们真是感谢主，我们从圣经上知道这世上有过这样从死人复活的神迹。
And there, Lord, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for through the Bible we now learn that there's this great miracle of the dead rising from dead.
真是也让我们知道我们将来也有复活的一天。
And it also allows us to know that one day we too shall resurrect.
我们现在也已经复活。
And we too, even now,We have been resurrected.
但是我们的老我常常在那里影响我们，我们不能有神的生命。
But our old self still there interfering so that we cannot have the life that's from God.
所以我们又就要像拉撒路他们一家一样，和我们的主耶稣基督天天相亲。
And so we need to be just like Lazarus and his family, with Jesus, and that is to be close to him each and every day.
让我们今生的生命就能符合神的样式。
So that even our life today in this lifetime can be acceptable to Jesus.
讨神的喜悦。
So that he will be delighted in us.
所以将来有一天复活的时候，我们在神面前也能够交账。
And so one day when after we resurrect, we too can hand over our give him our accounts of our lives.
感谢主，让我们能够明白神的心意。
Well, thank you, Lord, for allowing us to understand the will of God.
奉耶稣基督名，我们祷告。
Praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.